All right, God bless you all. Tonight I'm going to be sharing on a topic I'm calling Our Power Potential Lives On. Of course, we've been looking at relationships, but I thought tonight would be appropriate to kind of change gears for just a few minutes tonight. And of course, as these calls progress and evolve over time, we'll get into longer formatted material. But last year, I think it was around summertime, maybe July of 2022, I partnered with our brother Barney Barnhart, and we shared on a topic that we called Living the Mystery, Moving Forward, and What's Next. And I thought it would be appropriate to kind of reiterate that subject matter for just a few minutes tonight. I guess you can sense some changes that have happened over the years, not only in our physical lives, but in our ministry. And of course, some people have decided to move on to greener pastures, quite literally. And yes, do we dare talk about our birthdays that come once a year? Now, while all of these changes are part of life and may or may not be uncomfortable at times, they do happen for a reason. And, you know, many people, including myself, in the midst of all these changes, have probably asked ourselves the inevitable question of what happens next? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the answer is simple. The Word of God lives on. I want to read to you a statement that we read during that sharing last year to get the ball rolling tonight by an incredible minister of God's Word who is now awaiting the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His name is Dr. Victor Paul Werbel. And he said, I see my life beyond today and tomorrow. I see my life from generation to generation causing the mystery to be lived. Now, I want you to think about that statement, all right? But in the meantime, take your Bibles and go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to go to verse 1. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. I think it's reasonable to assume and say that many of you that are on the call tonight, as I'm looking at the list, are a bit older than I am, and you have probably have a little bit more life experience than I do. And you are part of a generation that I sometimes wish I was a part of as well. You've gone through foundational classes. You've been surrounded by mentors that have dedicated themselves to defending the word of truth. You've gone out as WOW ambassadors and so much more. I wish I had experienced every single one of these things as well. But unfortunately, in my generation, a new set of challenges have risen to the surface. And I blame a lot of it, if not all, on technology and the media. But I do ask myself the question from time to time, do I take a stand as well, even though it may appear to be more difficult than before? Well, a few weeks ago I did a sharing at Point Loma Assembly that I called Are You In? And in that sharing we emphasized the importance of realizing what our power potential is and how to further see it through. Well, what's the vision that we see for the continuation of the movement of God's Word? A question many people have wondered over the years. What's next? Where do we go from here? But you see something, guys. We often don't want to address or think about any of these things because it involves change. And change is uncomfortable for a great number of people, it turns out. So what is next? Well, the answer, like I mentioned before, is very straightforward and to the point. The journey continues. The power that works inside of every believer who is born again lives on and moves on. It's that energizing power of the Spirit that does not end. You know, we've been looking at a lot about seeds, right, recently? And we learned that seeds do not have an expiration date. And we have a seed, right? We have something that's known as incorruptible seed. Now, we know that the Father's desire is still, to this day, for all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So, what do? Well, we plant seeds wherever we can, right? And God causes the increase. We minister, we witness, we pray for boldness to speak the word of truth. And it's not an easy task, I understand that. But that's why you and I are here drawing breath at this very moment. God had a plan for you. He had a plan for me, and he still does. Guess what? There are many more out there just like us waiting. And it doesn't matter how young or how old somebody is. It doesn't matter what the surrounding circumstances appear to be like, right? You know why? Because now are we the sons of God. Go ahead and look at 1 John chapter 3. And in verse 1 it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called what? The sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it didn't know him." You see, guys, the reality of this verse could not be more truer than it is today. You know, the world is practically turned upside down on its head. Let's just put it that way. The world does not know what it means to be born again of God's Spirit. And that's why it's important to have a vision of what we would like to see take place, even if it doesn't happen in any of our lifetimes. Because the darker the world gets, the brighter the light shines. I'd like to read you the next section of this quote by Dr. Werwolf. "History has honored great men and women throughout time for their deeds, for their contributions to society, for the nations they have conquered, for the scientific discoveries they have made, for the contests they have won. Those achieving the highest distinction have received medals hung around their necks, parades held in their honor, buildings named after them, and recognition in halls of fame. A far greater honor remains, however, than the awards and accolades men can bestow. The highest authority decrees the greatest homage. God Almighty will confer the crowns of highest award to those who have truly distinguished themselves in his eyes when they stand before him someday. In that day, men will not be decorated for winning military battles, building empires, saving the environment, or winning ball games. Our God has reserved his esteemed tribute for those individuals who have disciplined and dedicated themselves to rightly dividing the word of truth, and who have sacrificed their lives to serve the bread of life to mankind. He also commands his people today to likewise to give honor to whom honor is due." You see, guys, you can do anything you set your mind to. You can achieve great things. You can win contests, compete in triathlons, make a discovery in groundbreaking research, save a cat from a tree, or maybe even be honored with a Purple Heart, whatever the case may be. But through all of it, The greatest honor goes to those who have confessed Romans 10:9 and have taken a stand on the matchless Word of God. Jesus Christ did it all on our behalf, free of charge to us. And I don't think any one of us will ever know why somebody would not want to commit to eternal life, but God will always reign supreme, and He will cause the increase where possible, as long as we plant the seed, right? It says in Romans 13 to give honor where honor is due. And I'm here tonight to say to you guys that we all deserve honor. You all deserve honor in one way or another. Because thankfully you're here with us tonight, but you have taken a stand on the Word of God and have done so firmly. You know, our physical lives may have changed. We ourselves have endured things that no one should ever endure, such as illnesses, knee and hip replacements, and other challenges. But here we are. We still love God. We love His Word. We love one another. And we do our best day by day to put our feet firmly on the ground, to remain planted, and take a stand with what we've been taught over the years. So what's next? In closing, well, the power that works in us lives on, and it will continue to live on. You know, God works in hearts around the world to do and to will His good pleasure, whether we see it or not. And because of all of that, I would say the future is bright. Heavenly Father, thank You for giving each and every one of us the inspiration and the drive to be better and better for You each and every single day. I pray for each heart on the line tonight and those who will listen later, that You continue on giving them strength, encouraging them, and uplifting them like the Father that You are. So it's for these things I pray in the name of Your risen Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.